You're listening to SBS News.
It's been promoted as a world-first reform, and advocates like Sue Clark say its name speaks for itself.
You'll be offering a beacon for those navigating rough waters. You give them the hope that they can make it to safe ground and that they have a bright future after the storm.
In 2020, she and her husband Lloyd lost their daughter, Hannah Clark, and their three grandchildren to domestic violence. They're endorsing the national launch of the Lighthouse Initiative in the hopes it will make it easier for others to receive the help they need.
We feel it's a great initiative and it's going to help keep women and children a lot safer. It's something that's been needed for a long time now.
The initiative, launched in the Federal Circuit and Family Court, was first trialled in Brisbane, Adelaide and Parramatta for 2 years. It has now been rolled out across the country, as Attorney General Mark Dreyfus explains.
The Lighthouse Project has seen a fundamental shift in the way the courts identify and manage risks to family safety. It shows we can do better.
Under the initiative, when a case is filed, parties go through a confidential risk screening process. A team of highly qualified specialists conducts the risk check. Family cases considered high risk will go onto what's called the Evatt list and will receive intensive support and additional resources. When Danielle Carroll's sister Kelly Wilkinson was allegedly murdered in her Gold Coast backyard, the initiative helped them swiftly take out orders to protect Kelly's children.
Extremely daunting.
Absolutely.
We had no idea of what to expect, and then turning up to court was a little bit scary as well, but just knowing we were in good hands, we were very lucky.
Federal Circuit and Family Court Chief Justice William Ostergren hopes the reforms will remove some of the barriers faced by victims of domestic violence.
The most important thing for us is actually identifying risk as early as possible in a proceeding and giving people the confidence to know they come into the system in a safe way and that we can do what we can to keep them safe during that process.
Of the parenting cases filed in the Federal Circuit and Family Court, 80% of cases involve allegations of family violence and 70% concerns of child abuse. For years, advocates like Rosie Batty argue the family courts were failing the most vulnerable.
What is designed to protect and keep them safe suppresses and silences and allows this disastrous journey to be kept a shameful secret. The system is enabled and used against you. That is incredible. This Lighthouse program is such an essential part.
Chief Justice Ostergren accepted the court has struggled to meet the needs of victims in the past, but he says attitudes are changing.
There's a different culture coming into our system, certainly into our system already through the pilot, and it's also working its way through with the support services and the profession. Most of the profession are doing an incredibly good job, and they work extraordinarily hard to make sure they do the best for their clients.
But these reforms, he says, are just the start of what's needed.
Where's the national campaign against family violence? A proper campaign, not just ticking boxes, but doing it properly. As I said before, we need to get everybody in society to start engaging with this. It's not just a government responsibility, it's all of society a responsibility.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.